Hi friends, welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. We're in our second week of our new series, Total Meditation. If you'd like to learn more about what we'll be discussing, you can read my new book, Total Meditation, Practices in Living the Awakened Life. Available September 22nd, but can be pre-ordered right now. In my exploration of what I call total meditation, I searched for a way to make waking up a part of normal life. Total meditation has to be natural and effortless, which means it does not depend on years of meditation with fixed time schedules. It does not depend on whether you're wondering if you're meditating properly or not. It doesn't have anything to do with an average person's lifestyle. It should be, if done properly, effortless. It can bring you moments of quiet, but total meditation can bring you quiet anytime you want. And it should be natural, inner peace. Of course, inner peace does occur when we are in deep sleep, but it should be there at all times. Also, it must be spontaneous. It must happen in the present moment. Waking up should happen in the present moment. And waking up frequently results in unexpected bursts of joy at simple things like a bright sunny day or a gorgeous sunset or a beautiful flower. It must flow in the here and now, merging into whatever one is doing. It must be in line with each person's ultimate desires. So, of course, we can't escape desires and shouldn't be told that we must. Desires must spontaneously fulfill themselves. And total meditation should allow life to unfold through desire in every form. It should not reject the lower desires of the divided self. It should not reject them, either fulfill them or transform them or transcend them. If we can meet these requirements, natural and effortless, spontaneous, and in line with our ultimate desires, then waking up is natural and effortless and spontaneous, and in line with our personal desires, then the divided self can come to an end.